Dr. Keith Suter.
All right, let's talk China and Taiwan. China's launched several ballistic missiles into waters around Taiwan's northeast and southwest coasts. Taiwan's defense ministry said it had activated related defense systems in response to the launch. And the U.S. Navy sending an aircraft carrier towards Taiwan and what is, it says are normal scheduled operations in the Philippine Sea. Dr. Keith Suter from Global Directions joins me this afternoon. Keith, why are there tensions between China and Taiwan?
Well, the immediate crisis has been triggered by Nancy Pelosi. So she's the Speaker of the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. She's the third most important member in the United States. So you have the president, the vice president, and if both of those get killed, then she becomes the acting president. So she's a very senior person. She's also probably finishing up in U.S. politics. So there'll be the midterm elections in November, when all the lower house and one-third of the Senate will be up for election. And the Republicans are expecting to do well and expecting to take back the lower house and perhaps the Senate, in which case she ceases to be the Speaker. And I think she's probably calculating that this is going to be her swan song. So she's had this trip around Asia. And included in this was a visit to Taiwan. Now, President Biden had advised her not to go to Taiwan. The United States has a policy of what's called strategic ambiguity, namely that the United States is not clear as to whether it would defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese attack. So going back 70 years or so, you get the Chinese Communist Revolution. The remnants of the old regime on China flee to Taiwan. They then set up themselves as the government for the whole of China, even though they're only based on Taiwan. And from that point on, 70 years ago, until Richard Nixon entered the White House, the United States recognized Taiwan as the sole government of China, even though it only had a few million people compared with the mainland. The change occurred under Richard Nixon, because Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon decided that they would need to improve relations with China to get pressure put by China on Vietnam. Remember, they're trying to get out of the Vietnam War. And so we then get this change in American policy. The Taiwanese are left high and dry. The United States works towards recognizing China, the mainland, as the country, and just leaves Taiwan alone. But nonetheless, there are people within the United States saying we still have to defend Taiwan. It is now a democracy, and so we need to be ready to defend it. So the upshot of this over the last 30 or so years is that the Chinese, if they were to invade Taiwan, are not sure whether the Americans would come to the defense of Taiwan. And I need to emphasize just how close Taiwan is to the mainland. I was taken by the then vice president of Taiwan, Annette Liu, to the islands that would trigger the big crisis in the 1950s, Quemoy and Matsu, which are the islands between the island of Taiwan and mainland China. And while you're on those little islands, you can actually hear the Chinese Red Army listening to their transistor radios, and the sound comes across the water. So we're talking about military entities that are very close to each other. But the Chinese don't know, if they were to attack Taiwan, how the Americans would respond. That's called strategic ambiguity. So the Americans, you know, take the view, let's let sleeping dogs lie. However, Nancy Pelosi has caused this incredible amount of disturbance by deciding to visit Taiwan, and this has really offended the Chinese. The Chinese have retaliated with these firing of at least 11 missiles around Taiwan to intimidate them, in effect to barricade the island. The problem for China is that Taiwan produces a lot of the high-end silicon chips. So if you, when you drive home tonight, you will be in a car powered by, or at least using, these silicon chips. And so if China were to attack Taiwan, it would disrupt the international computer industry worldwide, which would also affect China, of course. It'll affect the United States. It'll affect Australia. So that's a yet another dimension to all of this. So this is a really, I think, irresponsible visit by Nancy Pelosi. She had no need to make this trip. She's been well known as a critic of mainland China over the many years, but she really had no need to do it. But she has certainly ramped up the tensions between the United States and China.
We've been talking about this now for months, but it really hasn't been on the radar, as in headline news, until the last couple of months. Why? What was it that forced it onto world news headlines?
Well, I think it's just generally the fear that we will end up with a conflict between China and the United States. Remember, we've got this, as we've touched on a number of times over the years, this looming conflict eventually between the United States and China, what is called the Thucydides trap, who talked about this superpower rivalry in his own day, 2,000 years ago, between Athens and Sparta. So you have an established superpower being challenged by a rising power like Great Britain and Germany and the two world wars. So the next big world war is expected to occur between China and the United States. So China is the established great power and it's being challenged by this rival, China. But we're not expecting this to occur for a while yet. The Chinese are still trying to get their act together fully in terms of modernizing their defense force. But the worry we've got is that there could be an accidental flashpoint, some young service person triggering some incident between the United States and China. So we slide into a world war when really no country really wants it, which is a rerun of how World War I started. The shots that triggered World War I were fired in June, but the war didn't get underway until August because the respective heads of all those governments were actually in everybody else's territory on holiday. It's only the war got underway in August. So nobody was expecting World War I. And this is the fear that we've got now, that this will be a rerun, because at the moment the United States is bogged down in Ukraine. China is still trying to modernize its own defense force. Neither side really wants to have a war, but both sides are being pushed into a corner. Once Mrs. Pelosi had announced that she was wanting to visit Taiwan, the Americans couldn't easily back down. And the Chinese, of course, can't back down either, because they're also put themselves into a corner.
The military exercises, the missiles, would this have all happened if Pelosi had stayed in the United States?
Oh, no. This is all done as a direct a reaction to her visit. There was no need for this to happen.
This is China chest beating.
Yeah. As President Xi has to. Remember, President Xi, in a few weeks' time, will be standing for re-election. Now, more recently in Chinese history, you've only served two terms as leader. President Xi wants a third one. So he can't afford to be seen to be backing down to the Americans. Also, of course, China is in disarray. The economy is in a bad state. The Wuhan virus continues to create all sorts of tragedies in China. And so, in a sense, President Xi is ramping up the nationalist card as a way of trying to take people's minds off the crisis that's happening within his own borders with the economy, the property bubble, etc. So he just, and yeah, it's an old trick, but it works on other occasions. You know, we see it often enough in Australia. You focus on an overseas threat of some sort to get people's mind off domestic issues.
It's a tinderbox. It just needs one match and up it goes in flames.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Good to talk to you, Keith. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Have a nice weekend. That's Dr. Keith Suter from Global Directions.